guy behind me is driving like shit. You want Tales of Street Fighter 4 on PS4? I don't know. I played a little bit of it. It seemed fine. But, yeah, I don't know. It sounds like some people have specific issues with it that weren't in some of the other versions, but it just seemed like fucking Street Fighter 4. The online play seemed right there with the other versions of the game, meaning it wasn't always great. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, sounds like they need to patch some stuff. But yeah, I don't know. I saw someone being mad that it said press start on the screen instead of press options. Like, well, they barely didn't do anything to this. It's like, well, yeah, that's the point. It was never supposed to be them doing a bunch of stuff to it. It was kind of supposed to be a port. It sounds like there's like a gameplay difference that's not supposed to be there, and they'll probably have to patch that. But, like, if you're... That's maybe... expecting a bit much out of, like, Capcom of all companies, too. Like, if it seems kind of lazy, then may I introduce you to Capcom's HD remaster strategy? stuck behind a garbage truck. Story of my life. There we go. Alright, here we go. Nope, that motorcycle has closed the gap and now I cannot get around the garbage truck. Here we go. There's a bunch of papers and shit flying out of the garbage truck, which is pretty cool.
ASAP. Let's do it to every day featuring Rod Stewart and Miguel. Mm. Thank you for coming through, family.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You know, it's a little bit bad. Right? We got Sean Porter on the road.
Rod Stewart.
We're about to do a fight with Adrian Broner. We're going to talk about that up next. Sway in the morning.
Thank you. set it free.
Follow me for the rest of today and forever at Geronimo BPM. I'm desperate for the attention. Or you can follow SiriusXM's BPM at SXM Electro. Ben Harvey steps in next. I'll see you tomorrow. Here's Sue on BPM with Faded the Remix. Watching it, so best wishes to everybody in Texas and Oklahoma where they've been having the bad flooding.
It looks like congratulations to Beyonce, to Taylor Swift, to a bunch of people who made Forbes' most powerful women.
can't wait, my mama in there.
Inside your house, a bunch of stuff that you like a lot, and a bunch of people you probably like a lot. You know, like.
I mean, she don't know about real niggas. She don't know no.
That goddamn place. Okay, so it is a known fact. It ain't nothing new. It's all the way back to the amateurs. Grab Sean, hold Sean, or get your ass whooped. It's your choice.
It's your choice. So Broner is not the type that's going to engage in a brawl.
Broner is going to hold. Broner is going to run. Broner's going to duck. He's going to dodge. But it's all going to come to light. Everything that people don't know about Adrian Broner is going to come to light. Because they're not going to put that information out there. He was my sparring. He was Sean's sparring partner. They're not gonna volunteer the information. I got him to deal with Al Haymon. He didn't get that deal. I made that phone call because he was our sparring partner. Okay? And the conversation went a little bit like this. What do you think he can do? I said, I think he can do it, but you gotta get it done real quick because he'll be dead or in jail before you get into a championship. Take your pick.
Well, he's not in jail. He's still alive. So thank God, you know.
Right.
But let me ask you this. It just feels like, so as a sparring partner, who used to get the upper hand? Did Sean used to knock him on his butt? Did he used to knock Sean on his butt? I mean, what was it?
I brought him in because we were fighting a runner at the time, so I used him to run from us.
Okay. So how did that matchup work out, like in sparring practice?
It ended up with us having to release him and him saying, I'm sorry, coach, but Sean is just too strong. You know, and that was the end of the deal. But with an understanding that, you know, this has always been this young kid underneath us in all our amateur shows. I can pull up the amateur shows. You know, we actually have him doing an interview. And Sean's the main event, and he's on the undercard of the show. And Sean wins, you know, the main event, and he loses that day, and he came out and he said a couple things in regards to how he felt about Sean and, you know, how he looked up to Sean, and Sean was one of his idols.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you walk into the ring, no matter what you've said to everybody, no matter, you know, what Twitter post you done put up, anything else, that's when the real person that you are comes out. We asked for the Maidana fight. I said, listen, give us the Maidana fight. And we were told, no, if we give you the Maidana, we'd have to strip Adrian. And I said, well, just let him walk away from the belt because Maidana's going to destroy him. Let Sean fight Maidana. And they said no. And Maidana basically destroyed him.
Yeah.
And he's looking at a repeat of the same situation. So as Sean said earlier, he learned from that loss. We learn. We continue to learn. You learn more from the loss than you will from the win.
Yeah.
And we continue to learn. And one of the things that we coming into the fight, this kid's got two choices. Number one, most people don't know this. Most people do not know this. You would say Danny Jacobs is a pretty good boxer, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Sean and him have fought two or three times in the amateurs, and Sean has got victories over him because Sean is an excellent boxer. But people only see one side of him. Fight specific to who we're fighting.
What?
Wish ass. It's backspin, baby.
People getting all riled up about boxing. Like, who fucking cares?
$30 million for one fight. As soon as all that money blows, all the pigeons take flight.
Thank you. Mic check, mic. Alright, that's good. Yo,
here comes the butter, baby.
I bring it smooth and hot.
Here comes the butter, baby.
Bringing it smooth and hot.
Here comes the butter, baby.
I bring it smooth and hot.
What?
Here comes the butter, baby. Bringing it smooth and hot. Got the stack from KG singing this groove a lot. So I got my spine notebook, drinking a pen, and then abracadabra, y'all. Done it again. Married, but I flirt a little. Psyching the ladies in the videos. I be bringing it like Mike in the 80s. Level of success based on my level of risk. You've been yelling for the lyricist and reveling this. Old school hip hop, a beat and a rhyme. Some chapter, some verse you sick and you fine. Look no further, here I go. Big Will, Johnny Inferno. I flame the hip hop, birds eternal. On the board of my train to fame. Rappers hoping that it rains, trying to stop the game. But rain can't stop.
See, when you widen it out and shuffle everything on this full up iPod, then you get the hit.
Bringing it smooth and hot.
Here comes the butter, baby.
I bring it smooth and hot.
Kim, Big Will, give a damn how y'all feel. Hate, but on the real, Big Will, 7 mil. I wasn't on top, I had a lot less ends. I most likely have a lot less friends. You know what I learned? What? Let them keep talking. Pull up in the Azura and watch them keep walking.
Kim, haters be making me want to flip and react.
No. Chill with it, let me do that. I gotta eat, can't keep with broke cats. You know the queen like to be where the money at. I'm the mother, y'all like adopted in this. Call us Mr. and Mrs. Papadopoulos.
When will y'all learn? Y'all just interned. You won't get what you earn, just wait y'all turn.
I rock telephones with the TV screen so I can have real phone sex.
Know what I mean?
Here comes the butter, baby.
I bring it smooth and hot.
Here comes the butter, baby.
Bringing it smooth and hot.
Here comes the butter, baby.
I bring it smooth and hot.
What?
It's the fun king. I've been doing one thing, running things for years.
It's the fun king.
Swing and it's out of here. Crap. Over the fence, ladies and gents, keeping rappers impressed but depressed.
Oh, Will Smith, you know, the fun king.
Will swinging the best sword. What you flexing for? Don't be testing me, boy. Mess with me, boy. You're sipping on the root of a daisy. I had your girl saying,
Will, why you do that to my face?
Yeah.
What they looking stupid in the face for? What? I can't rock the size of a baseball? Trust me, when I cop, I make sure my heart glass. Never spill my last like a crack head for the blast. Y'all can kiss my heart, acting like you know me. You ain't got to roll it. Take this one, here you owe me. All in together now. It's looking better now. School great, how bad? Getting cheddar now.
She step up in the scene, ice green, y'all scream.
Hail to the queen!
Ring on a finger, bad fat. Leonardo DiCaprio saw it, he caught a flashback. Boom, 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 boom. All you rappers wanna snap, Jesse Jeff got my back. Boom, 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 boom. Lil' Kim, bring it back, Lil' Kim, press the rap.
I'm short and sexy, my love's divine. My name is QB and I blow your mind with the when I step up in the spot, body looking hot, all the music just stop.
The song start over? What? Oh no. I hit shuffle and it's just playing this song over and over again. I didn't even realize it stopped. This iPod. This is not the song that it says is playing. I'm like, oh, this is some weird song that is just like. And now it's just stuck playing this song. Things are going fucking great over here, in case you were wondering.
Make one wrong move, man, you'll wake up dead. I exercise my lyrical style instead. Don't know why you're dead and gone and forgotten, I said.
she got a booty like Tiki, like Nikki. She said ain't no sticking unless I lick it. I'm like, I got dope dick, but yeah, let's get naked, girl. You know I'm trying to show you. She got a booty like Trainer, like Serena. Pussy hella wet, wet. Aquafina. I'm like, I got dope dick, but yeah, let's get naked, girl. You know I'm trying to show you. But I pull up in that Euro looking hella boss. What if it a bitch ball? It ain't even cost. Man, he thicker than the Sunday's newspaper. I'm trying to fuck, bust nuts like 2K. She got an ass like Nikki. Can I put it on? So you can go and tell your friends how I did it on you. I be serving dick like I'm selling duck. And now I'm doing shows like I'm selling cups. Dick so good, she has to tell a friend. So I fucked her friend, then I fucked her friend. Now everybody got my name in their mouth. They supposed to. Why? Cause bitch, I'm the boss. Look, I had a dream, I had a threesome with Pinky and Nicky. And you already know I was sticking no licking. What? Let me stop before I get in trouble. Fuck that, I need another girl. She got a booty like Pinky, like Nicky. She said ain't no sticking unless I lick it. I'm like, I got dope dick, but yeah. Let's get Nicky, girl, you know I'm trying to show you. She got a booty like Trainer, like Serena. Pussy hella wet, wet. I'm like, I got dope dick, but yeah. Dope, let's get naked, girl, you know I'm trying to show you.
I got dope dick for ya. Girl, you know I wanna show ya. She say she from Vallejo, but she live in Santa Rosa. Booty swollen, hella swell, wanna ride in my Rover. Face small, waist fat ass. Big breast, smooth legs, nice cash. Got a job, got a car, got a pack. Baby so bad, make a deacon wanna smash. Get my boxer briefs on when I penetrate. Baby gave me dome, then she ate. In my mind, that's what happened, though it didn't yet. I'm not a captain. I be lacking, trying to get it wet. Check, I check money like I check my text messages. Stocked by the store and got some dope beverages. Alcohol make your dick stand tall. I'm off wine, she off buzz ball.
She got a booty like Pinky, like Nikki. She said ain't no sticking unless I lick it. I'm like, I got dope dick, but yeah.
I don't think this song's very good.
You know I'm trying to show you. Got a booty like Trainer, like Serena. Pussy hella wet, wet.
School chip, She graduated, got some thug dick and flipped. No more triggers for the vest and plaid skirts. She's out here naked, more or less, and that hurts. But she's in good hands, cause Sugar Free promised. He sent her to the Sheraton with Thomas. If you need him, they at 316-299-9755. You hit him and it let you know when she's arrived. Oh, she okay, she just running an errand with this Portuguese dime piece named Karen. Bouncing through the mall, spotting them all. A sucker for a dick sucker, ready to fall. For a daughter like yours, got him patting his pocket and coming out his drawers. Laying his jacket on puddles, opening the doors. All for what? Because I promised him my name, gave it a game, and still ain't fun.
Like to watch DJ Quick and Dr. Dre play a PlayStation 2.
What that love and hate one pass do? Y'all just snicker at that hook is when we all pass through. Dr. Dre and DJ Quick will probably outlast you. Get like a see-through pair of boxes, nigga, yo ass through.
Bitch, need some good dick. I got that too. Speed bag the clip, leave it black and blue. Time of your life, I got that fool. Creep late nights up in hotel rooms. We drank each rooms. Kill something, crank the volume. Fucking every room. You know your homegirl want it. Tag team, bitch. Why you being dick free? Tag team, bitch. When she comes, she drips on mattresses. Bedroom time comes, I handle shit. Wifey calling me, nigga. That's your bitch. That's your biz. That's your biz. That's how hoes is. With or without kids. Long as you keep it on the hush, you riding dick. Ain't been satisfied in months, she been faking. That's why she calling me. Guess what she saying?
Just hit me.
Just getting into that Black Eyed Peas joint, and then my iPod locked up. Man, I had this fucking thing hooked up in a fucking rental car, listened to this motherfucker for like 7 hours straight, and ran into zero issues. Zero fucking issues. And in this fucking car, it just shits the bed all over the place.
I wonder. Yeah. You got something kind of up-tempo with some energy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you want to give them my classic, the one of my old school go-to? Nah, you don't want that one?
Right by the stop sign, that's where they was busting at. When you come here with nothing, you gotta learn how to provide. Call
still emitting that high-pitched whine over here? Or does that, is it like self-correcting? No, it's just showing me a blank screen. Cool. It's pretty much raining. I guess maybe it's just really misty. It's not necessarily raining. Yeah, this tripod is fucked. Forcing a reboot of this fucking iPod yet again.
So, Thunder and Roses, Rachel Putney, Chesapeake Blue, Nora Roberts.
So you're just a big fan of this kind of, like, historical romance.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of like, yeah, it's like the best parts of, like, history, which was, like, kind of one of the only subjects that I kind of liked when I was in school.
Uh-huh.
You know, and kind of, like, sex, too, which I still like a lot, too.
Sure.
And I've always liked.
Okay. So you have taken it upon yourself to start writing this stuff.
Yeah.
And are you published?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I got a book deal with Scribner's, and my first
book... But I mean, they're out.
It's coming out. My first book's going to be coming out February 16th.
Really? And the name of that book is?
It's called Lady Waynesworth's Desires.
Lady Waynesworth's Desires.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. Is there any part of the book you can read for us?
Well, yeah, sure. I'd love to give you a little sample. I know your readers are probably kind of wanting to hear what Marky's up to.
Then my readers would.
Your listeners, sorry. I got to switch gears.
What does this now rebooting iPod have to say for itself? Apparently still just fucking jack shit. Great. I wonder what would happen if I just fucking jammed a USB stick into this car. I wonder... I wonder what it would think about a fucking little mini hard drive. Because the thing I, you know, like, I'm an iTunes guy. I have to be, because, you know, it's like I got this phone. I, you know, theoretically have this iPod, but mostly it's the phone. You know, it's just where my library lives. It's where it's all rated and stuff like that. Like, I don't know if there are, like, so I'm using, like, the feature that's like, hey, fucking take all the songs that are rated like this and put them here and use these playlists. And I actually use the playlists from time to, you know, like, not all the time, but a lot of the time. To listen to, you know, the highly rated songs in my library and shit like that. So it's like, I need something that'll support those sorts of features. And actually, it'd be nice if it was something that, like, it would load a USB stick accordingly, so I didn't have to necessarily, like, manually fucking copy files over. Because if I was going to manually copy files, I would just get, like, a 320 gig drive or a 5, I mean, I think I have, like, a terabyte drive that I'm not using currently. That I could just, like, put everything on, you know, and then it would just be a matter of, like, well, I just need to sync this folder to this external drive and have and keep a copy there as well. Or, yeah, I mean, I could try to solder in some kind of flash storage into this iPod. Which didn't sound like... Well, actually, I guess you didn't necessarily need to solder. It was more like getting the iPod open was difficult because you have to pry it apart and, you know, there are clips and stuff that you need to get it back together. And I just looked at it and said, like, ah, it's a little more money than I want to spend right now on this sort of thing, and also the project looks like kind of a hassle, so, yeah. Send it to Will Smith. Yeah. Will Smith has got the butter, baby. He's bringing it smooth and hot. He's the fun king. The fun king, Will Smith. I guess I'm, like, surprised that certain, like, you know, FUBAR or some of these other, you know, alternative MP3 handling software packages won't, like, pull in your iTunes playlists and then use those to build a file structure on an external device. Like, even if it wasn't building, you know, it'd be nice if it built something that, like, my car could read, but I don't know what file formats the car would read. I think if I stuck a USB stick in it, it would not be convinced that it was an iPod and probably wouldn't surface the playlist stuff at all or the artist search or any of that shit. I guess I could try it, but, I wonder if it would just have, like, M3U supports or something. Winamp has an iPod. Yeah, I mean, I know, like, other things can sync to iPods, and other things will pull in your playlists and that sort of stuff. It's just a matter of, like, syncing an external non-iPod device to it and having it build that, I guess. Maybe I should look into it. Though, I'm not convinced that, like, even if there was something that did that, that the car would accept that stuff kind of as is, or accept those playlists. Maybe you could build directories, and then you could shuffle it accordingly, but most of the music I have is in, like, you know, two or three playlists. Because, like, I want the playlist that has all the 3-star stuff to also have the 4-star and 5-star stuff. And the 2-star one should have everything that gets 2 and up. It's not just 2. If it was just a 2-star playlist, it'd be like, here are some songs you decided you didn't want to hear. And you have to explicitly go listen to them. I don't know. But yeah, maybe the car doesn't have to be N3Us. You can do it that way. I wonder what that file structure would have to look like. I think I have on my keychain, this is either a 64 gig or 128 gig USB. Maybe I'll try loading it up with something. See how the car takes it. Check your glove box for a USB port. Yeah, that's where the iPod is plugged in. Like, I'm already doing that. It's got 2 USB ports and a headphone jack down there, I guess, in case you want to hook up something that's not, you know, USB. I never understood what would happen if you plugged in 2 devices to via USB. Like, I assume it would just read one of them. But yeah, in the center console here, not actually in the glove box, it's in the center here, there's USB stuff and also just a lighter port that I have, like this iPad is plugged into there to charge. I had a Jeep Cherokee while I was in L.A., and that thing had, like, kind of below, it had, like, a shitty little touchscreen setup, and then, you know, climate control and stuff. Then down at the bottom, it was like, here's a lighter port for charging shit, a USB port, you know, for plugging in your iPod or whatever, and then it also had an SD slot, in case you wanted to listen to music that way, I guess, which was sort of weird. The dark secret is you just need a laptop. Yeah, fuck it. Let's bring it all the way back to 1995. 5 or 6. That was when I had a laptop with the entire hard drive devoted to MP3s hooked up in my car through an inverter with a headphone jack to cassette tape adapter plugged into the dash. And then I just had a fucking laptop sitting on the fucking center console with this Bronco. And I could pick music that way using WinPlay 3. I actually found some of those original MP3s not that long ago on some old backup. And they're all named with, like, old DOS file structure. So it's a bunch of abbreviations for song titles that are just, like, you know, 8.3 file names. Does iPod ever fucking reboot? Yeah. It appears to be up and running. Let's unplug it and plug it back in, I guess. There it goes. Now it's like, oh, there's a connection here. You're not just charging. There's like something on the other end of this. Good, this iPod works again. Now I have unfettered access to all this white snake. Or the radio edit of Method Man. Wu Tang Clan strikes again. The RZA, the Jizza, old dirty bastard, inspector, deck, make porn the chef. You guard, ghost face killer, and the method. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. Turn that off before it being a radio edit bums me out. What does Andrew Dice Clay have to say? I'm sure it'll be insightful.
Scared? Done a pack and a half right today. What's one gonna do to you, huh? Won't be able to jog tomorrow? Eh? That's bullshit, pal. You don't know what you're missing. Why? Why are you the way you...
negão e chama com o dedinho, vai, vai.
I think you could fucking make that a pretty good intro to a fucking rap song. I think if you could be, I think someone could really fucking shout, let's do this, let's go, you know, over that, and I think that would really work. When it gets into this, you're like, ah, well, I mean, thanks, guys, it's no fucking, it's no One Night in Bangkok. This fucking thing goes to places, huh? I probably should have played more pick-to-pick. Or pick-a-pick.
Chocolate tie, burning style and burn it down. My nigga hype in the federal joint, verdict out. 20 years getting money in the dirty south. That's a legend. You see my niggas a stand up dude. So I'm yelling free my nigga, my nephew got.
Alright. I gotta go. You guys, you know. Do your Wednesday thing. Because today's Wednesday. Right? Alright. See ya.